You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Tracy.
From MomTalk.ca. If you were to ask your children to order your responsibilities based on what they see as your highest priority down to your lowest, where would they place family and family time? Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, says there is no way we can be successful in our families if we don't prioritize them in our lives. In Habit 3, he says that a weekly family night is a single structure that will help you to prioritize. If you're struggling to find balance in your life and want to reconnect your family, you will want to listen in as we share ideas that will help you implement a family night. Okay, girls, so before we get going, I want to just start off by talking about what family night is not. Family night is not a time where you gather together to participate in passive activities. Reading together, watching movies, and listening to music are all fun activities, but they do not lend themselves well to a successful family night. Family night, however, is a time to pass down and establish new family traditions. It's an opportunity to get to know one another better through fun activities. So, Tracy, you have 3 teenagers. I mean, I know you have a very close-knit family. So tell me, has family night played a role in this?
Yeah, we started doing family night when the kids were pretty young, and it was always something they really, really looked forward to. And to us, it was really a time to unwind and be with the kids on their level. But at the same time, as adults, it was probably harder for us than the kids because we had to make sure that, you know, we didn't let any distractions come in to play. You know, we didn't say, oh, I'm going to go talk on the phone or whatever. So we really had to make sure that we stayed in tune and on top of things with the kids as the night progressed. I remember one of the funnest things that when our youngest was really young, she thought family night was when you played spoons. Because spoons was the game that we always started with. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with that game, but it's pretty simple, but the kids have a ball with it. It's a card game.
I've never heard of it.
No, me neither.
Oh, well, as the kids have aged, and we have one away at university now, we still have family night. And the kids know that it's important. They all have social lives, but the key, and I probably couldn't stress this enough, the key for us to make sure it happens is to plan it well in advance so that everybody knows that family night's coming up next weekend. You have to give them a good amount of time to clear their calendar and they wouldn't miss it. It's still an important time.
I think that whole clearing of the calendar, I had a friend, and at the time I thought, geez, that's kind of strange. She actually had this blackout period because my husband would call her husband to see if they could do something. He says, oh, let me check. Nope, that's blacked out. And it literally was. And when they as a family decided they were doing something, they would black it out on their calendar. And that meant nothing was going to get in the way of whatever they were doing that day. And I think that that really helped them to solidify their family time as well. Kara, you have young children. Well, you have one that's preteen, but the rest are quite young. Do you find it difficult to implement a family night with young children?
I find it's sometimes hard because they want to play different things. They want to do different things. So, for instance, you know, a game that'd be great to play with Liam and Kieran, Mackenzie may not be so apt to want to play what they're doing. So we have to kind of do 2 different levels of family night, one where we kind of focus on the younger games and she'll join in, and then we'll do something just for her. Maybe after the boys are in bed, we'll do something just for her and Andrew and I to do as a family.
Right. And it's difficult when you have kids with varying ages, and finding, you know, some happy medium is important. Now, Kara, you were just kind of getting going in a way with your family night. And Tracy, it's probably been a while since you implemented your family night. But I think if people listening are interested in getting a family night going, then it's probably important for you to sit down as a family and in a casual, fun sort of way and maybe come up with some ideas and just talk generally about it. Would you guys agree with that sort of strategy? Or would you just say, okay, we're doing family night?
No, I definitely agree.
Yeah. So if you were to sit down at the table, whether you have young children, because young children, they have lots of great ideas. Even if you have young children, I wouldn't say that it's not a good idea. And I have read a lot of material about family night, and it does say that you need to start it before you have kids so that It's a time where the family comes together. So it's just something that you always do. You don't wait until they're old enough. So even if it's something as simple as like playing a game for half an hour, it's the whole family coming together. So if you sit down and come up with a list of things that you would like to do, then go around the table and come up with some ideas. Kara, if you were to ask your younger children what they would want to do for family night, what do you think they would come up with?
The boys definitely love to play games. Like, that is a big thing for them, as well as puzzles. I find that we've been getting a lot of more advanced puzzles, and we'll set them out on the kitchen table and you know, just sit around and do puzzles for a while together. And Kieran may not be able to complete the whole entire puzzle, but he'll be able to put a few pieces together, and he just loves being able to add to that.
I think that's good. The whole idea of games, I think, for most people, when they think of family night, they probably think of games. And I think a good game with the kids is a great way to spend time together. I think also building some sort of traditions as well. Things like, say, at Halloween, we always carve pumpkins. When the children were little, we'd always do it as a family. Now we do competitions. So we'll each pick a partner, and then we'd have a competition to see who had the coolest pumpkin. Well, it's, of course, we all think it's our own, but it's still something that the kids know that our family does it together, and we'll pick a night. And I guess it is like family night because it's our family together and we make a big thing of it. Tracy, with the older kids, when you say, okay, we're going to have a family night, what would you be doing with teenagers?
Well, right now, I'll just give you our last family night and tell you what we did. One of the games that everybody likes is Cranium.
Oh.
So that's what we did. We played Cranium, and beforehand, you know, I got their input as to what treats they wanted. And usually we try to come up with something that everybody can work on together. And I must say, I know that we do always end with a movie. But, I mean, really that for us, to get everybody just sitting down watching a movie, it's something that we all like. Mm-hmm. Is a feat in itself too, and we're still together. So
yeah, and yeah. I think, you know, but having a movie as part of your family night is fine. I think it's when it's the only thing you do, you're not really connecting.
Yeah.
So I think probably combining a family meal and a movie, or going out and doing something in a movie, I don't think that it's wrong to have a movie. I just think that if we are going to build our families, that we also have to communicate with them to a certain degree, and especially as they get older. Tracy, you wouldn't see them as often as we see our kids because they're working and they have other things on the go, right?
Mm-hmm. We actually had a poster on CanadianParents.com on our message boards, and we have a thread going in our Focus on the Family Challenge area of the board, and it's called Family Night. And he said, we sure do. They'll have a family night. Aside from the ad hoc game nights or afternoons, Sunday night is pizza and movie night in our house. I know it may sound like a movie isn't quality time, but the kids all look forward to it. It's a time just to wind down after the weekend and get ready for the week, and everyone looks forward to it.
Our kids really enjoy when we have time where we watch a show together, and we sit together, we snuggle, we usually have pizza or something like that as well. So I think it definitely in combination, and maybe mixing it up a bit, like one family night you're playing games, another one you might be doing like going hiking or carving pumpkins, or you might decide to play street hockey or basketball in another one. I think if you mix it up enough, then I think that it all balances out in the end. I think it's just when the only time you spend with your family, because I'm sure this happens, if it's in front of the TV, then you certainly aren't getting to know each other as well as you could, right?
Definitely. And I find that, you know, sometimes family night may not be during the night as well. Like,
yeah,
sometimes because the boys go to bed so much earlier than everyone else, we'll do our family time. Saturday morning is our thing. We live in the city center, so we're able to walk to our local market. We have a really beautiful market here in St. John. And Saturday mornings is our time that we all get up. We walk down to the city market. And on Saturday mornings, they have ethnic foods all out, different vendors selling different things. So we pick up our food for the evening, you know, in the market, and we all go down. The boys really enjoy tasting and sampling some of the foods, and we always walk down, and it's just a really nice way to spend the morning on Saturday mornings.
Speaking of food, Tracy, I know your kids are more than capable of preparing food themselves, but I think as part of family night, it's great to combine that element of food. So it might be going to a market to experience some food, or it might be making something at home. Two things that our family really enjoy as part of family time is fondue. And we have a thing we call Takeout Fridays. And that's preparing food that you might typically take out, but we actually prepare at home and do it together. So it might be make your own pizzas or make your own tacos or things like that. So the kids get involved and the meal tends to be a bit more interactive and it's pretty fun. Fondue itself is a great type of meal because it takes a bit longer and it gives you a chance to talk and have fun and you can play games and things like that as well.
Yeah, I have a friend that does, she does a theme night for her family night and every week they do a different theme. And so if it's Mexican, then they have Mexican food and then they'll try and, you know, they'll watch a kid's movie gauged around that, like if it's the Three Caballeros or something like that. And she does a theme, like sometimes she'll do a backwards night where like she'll have breakfast for supper and do things, everyone puts their pajamas on backwards. And so it's a lot of fun, you know, picking a theme for the evening as well.
Oh, I really like that idea. I think that's really cool. I think like if you are just starting out with your family night and you're sitting down with your family, going around the table, getting ideas, like keep track of it. And then I think it's a good idea to everybody take turns being kind of the captain of family night. And that way it kind of mixes it up as well. Now, of course, a two-year-old isn't going to be able to head things up. I know my son, I'm sure if I said to him, okay, you're in charge of family night this week, I think he would come up with a really great evening for us or afternoon or whatever the morning. So I think getting the family involved and not just organizing it yourself and using things like the theme nights, I think is a really great idea as well. Of course, organizing family night has its value, but taking kind of a more relaxed approach also has its benefits. Tracy, can you speak to that?
Well, the last time we had family night, it was really neat because we ended up talking for probably about an hour. Everybody was sitting in the family room. I mean, we spend lots of time talking to the kids, but never, you know, when we eat dinner together, that's one thing, but never just when we're not eating dinner, all five of us just sitting there talking. And we started talking and we just let it happen. Really, we had a great time. And we ended up, my parents dropped in and they were in with us and they played Cranium with us and then came and watched the movie and ate with us. Now, if we had planned to talk, it wouldn't have happened, you know?
Right, yeah. So, taking a bit more of a casual approach is definitely to your advantage. Like, don't over-schedule it. And I think it depends on your family and the age and all of that. But I think even if you plan something, if something happens that something else is working, then, you know, flip over to it and just enjoy it, right?
Exactly.
The other thing I think that we should keep in mind is that I think it is great to dedicate some time to family, whether it's the morning, afternoon, or the evening, but definitely setting aside some time and inviting extended family like grandparents and aunts and uncles in as well. They are part of your family and the children can benefit by spending time with them. But I think also it doesn't have to be a formal family night. Like I think that being together as a family and doing something as a family is great.
Taking the distractions away from that.
Yeah. Right. And Carol, I know you said that you saw a really interesting thread on the Canadian Parents Board about a family coming together at a certain time of the week.
Yes, we have a post here from Shell and she's actually the mom of five. She has four girls and 1 3-year-old boy. And they said that she dedicates one day on the weekends for cleaning. We call it Cinderella Saturday or Sunday. And then the other day, we always do something fun. On the Cinderella Saturday, we spend a few hours first thing in the morning, and we do our tidying. Usually, we're done by about 10 or 11, and then we have lunch and then do some errands. On the Sunday, we try to do something fun, like go for a walk, bike ride, aquarium, just something fun that we can do together. I like that idea because I find a lot of times on the weekends, there's so much that I hadn't got done during the week and I spend so much time cleaning. But if I got everyone together and made it a fun activity like Cinderella Saturday, you're still doing something fun together, but it's productive as well.
Yeah, I think that's great. And sometimes being creative with the way that you title things can make it seem more fun to kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you have different tasks, depending on the age of the kids, you can put all the tasks into a jar and get them to pull their name out, and then they do that job for that day. So it's not like they're stuck doing the same thing all the time, and that can be fun. And then the payoff is that they get to do something with the family as well. So I think that's great. I think really what it comes down to, family time, not necessarily family night, but family time is really important. And the key is just making sure you set some time aside. And each family is going to approach it differently. Some people will have a half an hour. Other people will have a whole evening or a whole day on the weekend. Others might only be able to do it once a month. I think the key is just to make sure that you do it.
Yes, and to focus on the family.
Right. Thanks for joining us today. And to learn more about today's podcast, visit momtalk.ca. And don't forget to drop by the Canadian Parents Discussion Boards, where you will find the Focus on the Family message boards and the Home and Family section on CanadianParents.com.